Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Reverend Karen Heasley, and I am from the Spiritual Path, Spiritualist Church, and I want to thank you for tuning in this morning to listen to our service. So now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon, where she is going to start off with the principles of the church.
The seven principles of spiritualism. First, the fatherhood of God. Second, the brotherhood of man. Third, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. Fourth, the continuous existence of the human soul. Fifth, personal responsibility. Sixth, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. And seventh, eternal progress open to every human soul. Now, please join me in our church's healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that are here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
And now, sit back and relax. We're going to go into a meditation for a tribute to autumn. As we are now in the fall season, we can appreciate the beautiful signs of seasonal transitions. Think about the leaves changing colors as they prepare to let go and drop to the ground. Those leaves serve as food to the forest floor as nature takes over to turn decay into new growth. It is a beautiful process demonstrating God's perfect plan. Now sit in a comfortable position and gently close your eyes. Inhale deeply to fill your lungs with air from the very bottom to the top. And then exhale very slowly, so you can feel the sensation of releasing the breath and letting go. Picture a favorite autumn setting where you feel the most connected to your inner spirit. It may be a forest, a nature trail, or a beautiful field of sunflowers in all the lovely fall colors. Breathe in deeply. And as you exhale slowly, imagine letting go of all those things that cause you stress. As thoughts come into your mind, gently let them come and go. Don't struggle with them, but just observe and release them. Remember that this is Sunday and a day of rest. Let the slow, deep breathing you are doing allow you to relax, and let that relaxation wash over you. You may want to think of those things in your life which give you happiness or gratitude. This is a good day to give thanks for all the blessings you have. This is also a good time to pray for others, whether it's someone who needs healing prayers or comforting words. Now together, let us pray for those around the world who are struggling with many challenges. We can pause for a brief moment to say prayers for them. Continue to relax and breathe in deeply at your own pace, filling the lungs and then breathing out slowly, continuing to feel the beauty of that favorite place you pictured. Along with that gentle breathing, think of a kindness that was given to you or a kindness you did for someone else, increasing the thoughts and acts of kindness will help settle your soul and give you peace. As you continue your gentle and focused breathing by inhaling deeply and filling the lungs, as you breathe out, imagine letting go of those areas in your body that hold physical tension. Let them go and release them. And as that relaxation flows through you, picture the white light of protection surrounding you and extending outward to form a circle around you, protecting you. You can use this visualization of the white light of protection before going out or doing any activity. You'll find sometimes this helps you begin your day on a more positive note. If you start your day with thoughtfulness by reading something inspiring, using a meditation to relax, or just sitting outside enjoying nature, you will find that this daily practice helps you to view challenges in a more positive way. It done on a daily basis, it can help strengthen you, especially in challenging times. And recall that mindfulness and gratitude are forms of higher vibrations and will help you get through tough times. If you do take a few minutes to do this before you start your day, you can notice how it helps. Even 1 minute of mindfulness to begin your day can help. Now one more time, inhale deeply, filling the lungs. And with the exhale, letting go and sending gratitude for all you are thankful for. God bless you. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair. Well, she will do the homily.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. How many of us listen to the inner voice which speaks to us in the silence? Spiritualism calls the silence our sanctuary. It is that inner voice that communicates with us and guides us. It is where we can find peace within ourselves. How can we practice silence for ourselves? The idea of silence in our lives gets smaller and smaller as we get busier and busier. There is no place we can go for silence. There's no formula we must repeat. We enter this inner silence by whatever route we choose. Some of us are good at being in the silence, while others take more time. Some of us need to get there by prayer, or even by singing, by reading an inspirational poem, or by whatever way you choose. All paths are good for those who follow them. But you wouldn't be listening if you were interested in our philosophy. And this is our path. When it feels right, then it is right for us. There are many ways that silence can fit into our lives. By whatever way we may be traveling, we are to be our own judge of which path we take. We will know what works for us. Through reflection and what really is important to us, we discover there really is an inner sanctuary. a place where we can go to reflect. There is something beyond our own thinking, and it is up to each one of us to find our way there. In silence, our senses are heightened. Our mind becomes calm. The outside world and our inner world become clearer. It is a time to look inward, a time to let our true self be expressed. Some people don't like to sit in silence because they fear that painful memories will come forward. Some people just aren't used to it because they always have had like a TV on, or maybe music playing all the time in the background. Instead, we have to look past all that and discover the good things that will come to us. We will discover the power of stillness. It is a path to peace and awareness. If we know that spirit is where we are, then we won't be reaching out in all directions to find it. We will enter the inner silence of our soul and leave behind all chaos and confusion, and commune with our God, our spiritual consciousness, our power within. So silence then is our inner communication with God, and that can be done anywhere, anytime, any way. No matter what is going on around us, it has nothing to do with our environment. It is present with us wherever we are. Whatever struggle we may be going through in our lives, it will be overcome in the silence of our soul by turning to the power within. Turning from our struggle to our inner silence is where we find the answers. We turn to the inner silence and listen. Listen to the silence that is beyond our thought of what a thing should be, how things should turn out, who should go where. And if we listen to the silence, do we really hear? When we listen to the silence, we don't necessarily hear anything. It doesn't always become quiet. We become attuned to what has always been within ourselves. There are people that say they can't sit and meditate because it isn't silent. They can hear cars outside, dogs barking, people moving around. They are not getting the real experience of the silence. We can be distracted by other things. We let them rule our lives, and they take up the bulk of our thinking mind. We start believing that is all there is. We get involved in it and act on it. Now we are living in our thinking mind, dealing with low-level distractions. We have forgotten there is a sanctuary of peace within our own self, just waiting to be found. Silence is not the absence of noise. It is a listening and a connection to what is. Eckhart Tolle tells us, when you start to feel the energy of your body, mental noise slows down immediately and stops. When you feel it, you feel the life that you are. When you feel the life that makes up who you are, and you are paying attention, stillness comes. Eckhart Tolle doesn't say anything about the external noises stopping. He doesn't say it will become quieter, and that life will become perfect. Wherever we are, we have the option to go within and find our own peace. No one needs to prepare to meet spirit. We are meeting it every day and every hour in the day. We meet God in the rising sun, in the flowing stream, in the budding rose, in the joy of friendship and love, and in the silence of our own soul. Whatever is going on, wherever we are, we have available to us the opportunity to meet reality in stillness, even while we are going about our day. God is present everywhere. That is something we don't think about in our daily life. There are many faith traditions that focus on the afterlife. They don't focus on being present in this life. At our church, the Spiritual Path Church, we always say to live in the present because that is where we are now. When we look out at the world from the silence within ourselves, it is very, very special. When we look out from our thoughts, from our judgments, from our requirements, our preferences, what we want and don't want, it is very challenging. We are called each in our own way to meditate, to go into the silence. We can say to ourselves, I will follow spirit and learn. I will sit in the silence and listen and watch. And I will see the light and hear spirit's voice and be inspired. To sit and listen and watch is something we have to do for ourselves. No one can do it for us. Every person is loved and guided by spirit. Every person has the spark of God in them. Everyone is known to the divine, and we can know spirit in a direct relationship without any requirements, without any conditions, without any learning, without any practice, and without any studying. We are called to the present in our relationship with God and be guided by it. Silence is our relationship with the divine. Being in the silence is waiting to be in the presence of spirit, of God. In the silence, we listen for the still small voice that comes from God through the inner light. There comes a time when talking about it has to stop, and you have to ask yourself, am I a living example? Be the peace you wish to be. Be the change you wish to see. Be the love you wish to see. Can we find that deep peace and be an example of what our spiritual person is? The practice of truth is personal to each one of us. We are given what we need, and the gifts of spirit are within us. How we use these gifts is all that matters. The essence of all true religious philosophy is an inner realization of the existence of silence within. It is always more important to wake up to the power of your own inner sanctuary, beyond the realm of your own thinking mind, to meet the God of your being and to live your life from that. Now, talking about being in silence made me wonder about our spirituality during this pandemic. All of our lives changed during this time, and we spent many days in the quietness of our homes. Some of us became more in touch with our spirituality. I'm going to ask a question. Are we more spiritual after living through the pandemic? In the beginning, we just wanted to get through the day. We had to be resourceful. We had a lot of time on our hands. We mastered what to do with our days. Did we give thought to our spiritual life? As we look back, did our spirituality help us get through these trying times? And what really matters? Staying at home has given us the time to look deeper into what matters. We need to look beyond what we once thought important and become more in alignment with the truth of our beliefs. Some of us have done some soul searching. You realize that some part of your life might need a change. The pandemic is a gateway to our new beginning. We have found the strength to move forward. We are looking better We all have choices. And we don't want to live in the past. We will move toward a new beginning because we know this will pass. In the past year, we had time to focus on what really matters. We found that service to others does matter. We can't change the circumstances, but we can take control of how we think and act. No matter what is happening around us, we can be the one putting compassion and kindness in everything we think, say, and do. We are resilient, resourceful, and creative. We can take from our inner strength and know the God source is with us and in us. We may have gone through hard times, but now we are surrounded by love.
Thank you. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Ash, where she will do the closing prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. This prayer is from a book of spiritualist prayer. Come before God in prayer. Infinite Spirit, in this hour when we are so fortunate to be among our friends, both here and in spirit, may we be blessed with understanding and compassion for one another. Help us bring our hearts and souls into attunement with the laws of nature, so that we may truly feel the oneness with all in the infinite universe. As we seem to struggle through life's challenges, make us ever aware of the blessings each event brings. We know that these situations are the gifts that help us learn and grow in character, and for this, we are thankful. We also give thanks for the beautiful messages that spiritualism brings. The soul never dies, and there truly is everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you. So that does conclude our service, but there's just a few things that I'm going to talk about before we end the service. First, I'd like to say that we still are doing our circle on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you decide you want to participate, please send me an email at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com, and I'll make sure that you get in to the circle because the circle is done with Zoom. And it's a nice little circle, and there's a lot of topics that come up concerning spiritualism, spirituality, life in general. So if you're interested in participating, like I said, send me an email at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com. So this is a time of the season where, you know, the holidays are coming and it might be tough for some people. So I'm asking you to reach out and help those around you that may need it. I also say, may you be the light that helps others see. And you know, as I always say, you're never alone. You can have, you can call the church. The church is physically closed. The doors are physically closed, but you can still call up here, and we'll do what we can to help you sort out things. So as I close, I do want to say one thing and read one thing about a spiritualist. A spiritualist also knows that those in spirit not only can, but do communicate when they wish to do so, and then only under right conditions. So as I leave you, I hope you all will be the light that helps others see. God bless you, and I hope you have a great week.